I usually have a poor memory for dates and events. But I do remember one day particularly well. It was late August 2002, Monday morning. And I was in the area just north of the UC Berkeley campus called Holy Hill, where 9 theological schools are located. It was the first day for the new entering class of Starkin School for the Ministry, and President Rebecca Parker was giving us each a key to the building. "Take care of this house," she told us. "Take care of this house." I didn't fully understand what she meant by that and wouldn't really understand until several months later. I knew she must have been talking about more than just keeping the doors locked and keeping the kitchen clean. I assumed she meant, take care of the traditions that this house embodies. Honor the history, revere the people, respect the books and sermons stored in its library, abide by the customs handed down for 100 years. And so I tried to do just that. During that first semester, I dutifully read about the Puritans and the New England Congregationalists, but my mind grew numb digging through the controversies between the Restorationalist Universalists and the Ultra-Universalists. That was an argument, by the way, about how quickly one can go to heaven. Seminary in Berkeley just wasn't what I expected. I was hungry to discover my own spirituality, my own connection to the divine. I wasn't necessarily interested in the cold, dead hand of the past, especially a past full of people who didn't look like me. I'm sure that some of you can understand how I felt. Ours is a forward-facing, progress-driven religious movement, and so we grow impatient when tradition holds us captive to a time and people long gone. Our impatience grows as we watch our more conservative neighbors submit to outdated traditions. We hear them saying, "No women allowed, no homosexuals allowed, no questioning allowed." We see some religious people seal themselves against fresh ideas, refusing to be changed, submitting themselves to a life that looks like us to be a spiritual wasteland. It is understandable, then, that we have learned to associate tradition with the authoritarian hand of history, the unchanging, rigid conformity to an irrelevant past. It's very reverent sometimes. And I certainly felt that way. So I decided that I was going to spend that next semester away from Unitarians and Universalists. I've had it. I had had it up to here. So I took a healing class from the Buddhist monks, and I learned about medieval mysticism from a Franciscan brother, and I sat in a women's spirituality circle at the Jesuit school. Well, I did take one UU class, and what my professor told me stayed with me for a long, long time. She said, "When you join a religious community, it's as if you've stepped into a running stream. You actually change the way the water runs and where it goes. So take care of where and how you step. Take care of this house." The words from Rebecca Parker echoed back into my mind. Caretaking means more than maintaining the status quo. Caretaking involves transforming what needs to be changed in order to serve the higher goals, the ultimate values. And the thing that often needs changing is us. Now, it may seem at first that it would be difficult to name such ultimate values. After all, there is such diversity of human experiences. But the diversity lies mostly in transient values. As we approach the ultimate, either going up higher or down deeper, we start to see differences fall away. There is a constant thread that runs through Unitarian and Universalist history and tradition, though it is not exclusively ours. Actually, it's a pair of threads that weave in and out of our history. One thread that says yes to the persistence of life, and one that says no to anything that denies its unfolding. The eternal yes leads us to trust in the steadfastness of universal love and the human capacity for goodness. The no leads us to stand in resistance to all forms of oppression, to reject the forces that keep life small and hopeless. I finally began to understand that we need not be trapped by tradition, nor do we need to abandon it altogether. I learned from an elder colleague that there are actually two meanings to the Latin root for the word tradition. One refers to the authoritarian hand of history. The other, traditio, means a sense of the living customs of a community, the ongoing creative dance of an ever-evolving meaning and practice. In such a community, creative tension rises when new people enter and begin to engage with existing traditions. This tension is a sign of health and vigor. This is how we experience personal spiritual transformation. This morning, we formally acknowledge 32 new members who joined this church since July. We welcome your full participation and expect that we will be changed by your presence. We also expect that you will be changed by ours. We are grateful for each of you, that you have found your way here and that you have decided to make a commitment to this faith. And we hope that as members of this church, you will allow yourselves to know and be known, to care for and be cared for, to love and be loved by this community. Take care of this house. Take care of the ultimate values that are served by our traditions, and take care of those ultimate values by placing them first in your life. Practice saying yes to life and love. Practice saying no to the forces that oppose and oppress. And then you will be a blessing to yourself. And then you will be a blessing to the world.